Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is facing major uncertainty as it waits for final budget decisions from the state and borough. Superintendent Clayton Holland says no employees have been formally laid off, but hundreds of classified staff, including pool workers, theater techs, custodians, and secretaries, have yet to receive their renewal notices for next school year.
They get personal action forms is what we call that in the summer, let them know that they are on for next year, what their dates of work are, all of that. And because we're in such limbo, those have not gone out yet.
The delay is tied to stalled education funding, which Governor Mike Dunleavy must act on by June 19th. If funding is vetoed, the district may have to make sweeping cuts, including potential school closures, program reductions, and shifting teachers between grade levels.
That means moving a lot of people if that scenario comes through. Across from Homer to here, from high school to elementary, out of area, like out of their teaching expertise.
In the meantime, the district is trying to keep community pools open through the summer by tapping reserve funds and projected revenue. In communities like Nanilchik and Seldovia, local donations and city contributions may help keep smaller pools running. A final decision is expected later this month. Until then, many employees of the school district remain in limbo. Police in Anchorage are warning residents about a new text message scam involving fake division of motor vehicles fines. The Anchorage Police Department says the scammers are pretending to be from the DMV and texting people demanding payments for fake fines. The messages include a link to set up a payment. Police say not to click on that link. The department adds the government agencies will never reach out to citizens through text messages. A salvage team is expected to reach the Morning Midas cargo ship early next week after it caught fire off Alaska's Aleutian Islands while carrying about 3,000 vehicles to Mexico. The U.S. Coast Guard says the ship was still burning Thursday, roughly 300 miles southwest of Adak Island. All 22 crew members safely evacuated and were rescued by a nearby merchant vessel. The ship's management company, Zodiac Maritime, says specialists will assess the vessel, which includes electric and hybrid vehicles among its cargo. A second tug with firefighting and towing equipment is en route. A three-vehicle head-on crash shut down the Sterling Highway near Mile 96 Thursday evening, triggering an emergency closure that lasted for several hours. The incident happened around 7:30 p.m. and traffic was detoured onto Ski Hill Road as emergency crews responded. Photos from the scene show two sedans and a small pickup involved in the collision. The Alaska State Troopers have not yet released official details on the number of people involved or their conditions. The road was fully reopened late Thursday night. Authorities are continuing to investigate the crash, and more information is expected once troopers release their report. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously, especially on busy summer routes like the Sterling Highway. The city of Whittier is moving forward with a major upgrade to its harbor facilities as part of Phase 3 of its rebuild project, aiming to modernize aging infrastructure and support long-term marine access for locals and visitors. The plan includes removing over 160 deteriorating pylons, some made of creosote-treated wood, and installing 90 new steel pylons, along with updated floats and walkways. The project is designed to improve vessel safety, expand moorage capacity, and meet modern environmental standards. The rebuild is expected to span several months, starting this fall, with up to 29 days of active marine construction. Officials say the project is key to Whittier's economic future, supporting tourism, fishing, and transportation through Prince William Sound. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.